Good morning, Kevin and Plastics.
Hi, Kathy, please.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think I just missed your call.
No, it was probably Bill. Hold on just a moment.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
This is Bill. May I help you?
Hi, Bill. It's Tina again from Local Splash.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
I thought it was you.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to catch it, but they got it before I did. Did you get my message?
No, I just thought I missed the call, so I called you back. I didn't listen to the voicemail. So what happened?
Okay. She has put in for the payment through the card for what's already due, and the card didn't have enough money on it. So she is, while she was at the bank this morning, she put more money in or paid on the card. We end up paying on it three or four times a month. Anyway, it doesn't keep up with us business wise, but, so she's put more on it. It will be good in the morning.
Okay.
And she's working with the bank because she said they won't let her set it up so that that card is the, can take a regular payment until she's got, they changed the rules and they changed the cards this time and said she's got to go through somebody at the bank because they're trying to battle fraud.
Oh, I see. Okay. So should I verify that we have all of the correct information, or should I just try to process it in the morning?
If you want to verify with me that we've got all the correct information, well, I can go get her card.
Yeah, please. The one ending in 3142, that's the one that we're having trouble with, and that's in her name.
Okay. Hold on just a moment.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Okay. So first and foremost, the billing address for that card is at P.O. Box 865 in Gallatin?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's 37066?
Correct.
Okay. And then expiration, is it 1 of 27?
No, it's 6 of 27.
Oh, that could be the issue right there. Okay. And then 334 on the back?
Yes.
Okay, so I fixed it to 6 of 27, and then go ahead and, oh, it doesn't like the period that I put in the P.O. box. Give me one second. It's telling me to
sure.
Take those out. Computers have a mind of their own sometimes, I tell you.
Yes, so. My dad was IBM's first computer engineer in the southeastern United States.
Wow.
And you would think that I would be a computer guru.
Yes, for sure.
I fight them all the time. I threaten mine about once a day. I'm going to throw it in the parking lot and run over it with the truck.
Yeah, it's funny. All I tried to do was change the month from January to June, but it wouldn't let me because it said it didn't like the characters in the billing address. So I took out the periods, and now that's the... So
oh,
give
goodness.
Me the whole card number because everything's X'd out except for the 3142. So what's the rest of the number?
5159.
Okay.
5910.
Uh-huh.
0017.
Okay.
And then the 3142.
So since she put the money in, should I try it again right now, or is it still best to wait in the morning, you think?
it won't be actually on the card until midnight.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's
everything,
easy. I'll just put a
everything
note
on these trips at midnight.
Yeah, isn't that funny the way the banks, they'll take the deposit right away, but they don't post it till after midnight. You know what I mean?
Yes. Or they have the, it's got to hold for 4 days until, you know, everything goes through. Yeah, that gives them 4 days to invest it.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to put payment to process after midnight, and then I don't have to do anything because the system tries to process it once daily, and it's usually at like 2 or 3 in the morning, so it'll probably go through. But what I will do is in the morning when I come in is I'll check the account and make sure that everything's okay. If it's not, probably it just means we have to wait out the 3 or 4 days, right?
If not, just got to wait till we get back so we can battle it again.
Okay.
I guess.
But you know what? Honestly, Bill, I think the problem was that we had the wrong expiration in there. So I think changing that month to June is going to be, you know, the problem that we were probably hitting with the card. So I imagine everything is going to be fine. But if not,
it
I'll reach out to you again. Okay.
Yes. And be sure and reach out to us sometime tomorrow.
You got it. Yeah. Before you leave. I never asked you where you're going.
Mountains. I'm going to sit on the side of a creek with a fishing pole in my hand.
Oh, that sounds
trout fishing.
So fun. That's neat. You know, we're in Southern California, so we don't get too much of that around here, but my son has a puppy, and I think it's some type of a plot hound mix. And every time I walk her, it's like trying to run after moths or birds, or she's a real nature dog. And I thought she would love it just to go, like one of these days I'm going to just go camping like you and sit on the next to the lake and just let her run free. I think she would have a blast.
I have a, my dog is a Springer Spaniel.
Oh, those are great.
Oh, goodness. This dog has got more energy than any three kids I've run across yet.
Wow. Well, those are hunting dogs too, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's
and
what I
have,
thought.
And we have deer in our yard and turkey in our yard, and buzzards fly over, and she thinks that she's going to jump up and bite one of those buzzards. She just is annoyed by them.
Oh,
and
that's
funny. I don't know why, but she just, if they're flying overhead, she's running across the yard jumping and trying to bite at them. And
does
they're high enough
go-
that...
On the fishing trip, too?
No.
No, okay.
No, because she's not been leash trained.
Oh,
she
I see.
She has a collar that is electric, and if she passes the underground fence, it goes off and makes her come back. So she knows exactly where in the yard it is.
Wow.
But,
she's smart.
Oh, she's a very smart dog.
Yeah.
But now, the typical place for her paws is about chest high on me. And, yeah, she's not that big a dog.
Oh, my goodness. Now, if you catch the trout, then are you guys gonna cook it? You're going to fry it up and fish it or cook it? Oh, that's neat. That's
now,
really
we won't keep our limit every day kind of thing. But if we catch some trout, we'll be eating some trout.
Yeah, there's nothing better than the fresh trout, you know, right when it's caught. That's the best. Yeah, that's amazing. So,
I grew up in Florida, and brother and I put probably 85% of the meat we ate on the table, either hunting or fishing.
Wow, that's
in Florida. Fishing is the biggest part of that. But we ate alligator tail, we ate frog legs, we ate catfish, we ate turtle. We ate squirrel and venison and wild boar.
Wow. I didn't know you could eat squirrel, and those must be hard to catch because every time I see one, they run off. They don't get close to me.
Well, we killed enough squirrel that about every 2 weeks average for the year, my stepmother would fry squirrel for us.
Wow.
And that was our evening meal. And she had a great big one of those clay bowls, and it was an old one. There's no telling how old that thing was. But it's, probably 15 inches diameter at the top, and she'd have it where it was like you set another bowl full on top of it upside down and then took the bowl off. It would be piled up like that.
Wow. So she wasn't playing around when she was frying up those squirrels. she was trying to feed an army, it sounds like.
well, there were 9 kids.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, I get it.
and stepmother and my dad.
My goodness. Well, that's neat. We'll have a very great time next week. I know that you're excited about it, and we'll get this squared away before then. I'll stay on top of it for you, okay, Bill?
Just to be able to go.
Yeah, and just breathe that fresh air. And I admire that because I'm on the phone all day long with business owners, and you'd be surprised how many are saying, oh, I work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I don't have time for this or that. And I always tell them, hey, you got to take a little time to enjoy it, too. You know, I always try to encourage them. I understand that it's tough to run a business, but what's the point if you're not enjoying yourself, you know? So I like that you're taking the time to go fishing and sit by the lake and unwind. That's awesome. That's what life's all about, right?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that and staying married.
Yeah.
With us working together like we do, we've got to take a little time off every now and then.
Yeah, and I bet that you keep Kathy with a smile on her face, too, because you're always telling the great stories. I bet she loves it, huh?
Not as much as everybody else does.
You know, my dad is a big jokester, and every time I'm around him, he's cracking this joke and that joke, and he lives out of state, so I only see him once a year. So I'm laughing for 2 weeks straight, but then I look at my stepmother, and I think, I wonder if she ever gets tired of it, because she's hearing the same jokes over and over again. Like, to me, it's all fresh.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's amazing. It's always good. I think that's a big part of living, too, is to be able to laugh often.
Yes, ma'am. You got
to. So, yep, got absolutely. To. Well, I enjoyed talking to you as always, Bill. So,
thanks,
you know,
ma'am.
Hopefully everything will be good in the morning. And if not, I'll reach out to you, okay?
All right. And if I want to make changes to the page.
Absolutely.
On Local Splash.
Yep.
Are you the one that I would talk to for that?
So if you know offhand what you'd like to change, I can send it over to the technicians tomorrow after the payment processes. If you're not sure and you'd rather just go on the dashboard and look at it, I can send you the login, and that way you can go through the business information page and kind of make updates from the dashboard.
Okay, so then I can make changes in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I know you know how to get on the dashboard because Kathy updated the card from there yesterday. So when you go on the dashboard, there will be some tabs at the top that says, you know, home, leads, Google Insights. The very last tab says business information, and that's the page where if you modify anything on that page, it's automatically sent to our technician, and then it goes live on your account within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay. So we're a plastics distributor, and they've got pictures like we're a plastics recycler. The information says we're a distributor.
Yes,
but
I see that.
But the pictures don't match that.
Okay, but
and it looks like PVC pipe, and we don't even sell PVC pipe.
Oh, plastics recycler, which you're not. Okay. I'm putting that in the notes. So do you have some better pictures that you could send me? Or if not, what type of pictures would be more appropriate? And then I can have the team update to that.
It's something with plastic sheet rod tube kind of thing. And by tube machining type materials, not the pipe kind of tube.
Plastic sheet rock tube, right?
Sheet,
is that what you
rod
mean?
And tube.
Rod, sheet
and
rod.
And there's some,
okay.
We've got some pictures like that. I just don't know where they are. I'd need to get with her and
Okay. So
those are to be able to change those.
Yeah, if you have those pictures, honestly, that will help mm-hmm. your campaign. I always say that when you're proactive with your account, you'll get better results. So
yes.
if you have the pictures, you can absolutely upload them directly through that business information page on the dashboard. Or since you guys are going to be busy next week and out of town, you could also just send it over to photos@localsplash.com. And then once it gets here, we can set that up for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
But I put
Thank
some
you,
notes
ma'am.
In here, so if, you know, you don't send anything over, I'll see if the technician can, you know, look for some sheetrock tubes instead of the PVC pipe and at least make that revision for now. And then when
okay.
your, you know, actual pictures come in, then that's always a preferred
sure.
method. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for explaining that to me also.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. You're welcome, Bill.
Have a blessed one.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.